is calling all cars. Attention all cars. Be on the lookout for a gray sedan. License number unknown. Make unknown. Believed to be a 7-passenger car. Wanted in connection with the robbery of the Third National Bank. That's all.
Mike.
It was about time you were waking up, Pop. A mob in the gray sedan just cleaned out the place.
Yeah, I heard all the fuzz ways down the street, and I come hot-footing it up here as fast as I could. Anything I can do?
Well, the lieutenant's handling it. Good thing they're retiring you next month, Pop. You're getting so slow you can't even give out a parking ticket.
Don't kid yourself, son. There's plenty of life left in these dogs, even if they do bark at times. When did this happen?
Oh, just a few minutes ago. They made their getaway in a big car. It all happened so quick, nobody seemed to have a good idea of what happened.
Gang, eh? How many of them?
Oh, the reports differ. Some say 10, some say 12.
It's more like an army. These gangsters are getting a lot of crust nowadays.
Crust? They're getting a lot of dough, if you ask me.
Yeah, it won't do them no good. Leastways, it wouldn't back in the old days. We didn't put up with things like this when I was your age. Old Captain Brannan used to say
I've heard that story before. So many times, I know it by heart. We're living in a changing age, Pop. High-powered cars and machine guns changed all your methods. That's the reason they're shelving you. They need young blood and young brains.
Mike, I always said you had more brains in your feet than you did in your head. I used to tell you a pop when you were...
Yeah, I know, but I'm on the force and they're retiring you.
Well, it's only because I want to go. Who's on the job?
Lieutenant Myers.
Another young punk, eh?
Oh, according to you.
Where is he?
In the office of the president over there.
Yeah, guess I'll mosey in and give things once over.
Okay, but if he throws you out, don't blame me.
Don't worry, son.
Notice how Pop burned up when I kidded him about his retirement?
Yeah.
After spending all his life on the force, Pop had rather die than retire. Look at him go, barging into that door like he owned the place.
You say the money was delivered to the bank safely, Mr. Forbes?
Yes. You see, it was a hurry-up shipment from the Federal Reserve to meet these factory payrolls.
I see. And, oh, hello, Pop. Mr. Forbes, this is Mr. Adams, Pop Adams. Well, how'd you do?
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Forbes.
Sit down, Pop. I'm right in the middle of this thing.
Well, go right ahead, son.
How much are you out, Mr. Forbes?
Well, they've just finished up the checkup. It's more than $190,000.
Well, who knew the money was coming here?
Well, that's just it. No one except myself knew that it was coming. I was the only one who knew that that money would arrive here at exactly 5 minutes after 12.
What transaction did you make with the Federal Reserve?
Well, I made the requisition for the money over my private phone about 10 o'clock this morning.
10 o'clock, and they lifted it at 12:05? That mob made fast time.
Yes, yes, it's unbelievable. I can't understand how the information leaked out. Why, I even took the precaution of sending my own son for the money in my car.
Oh, you sent your son?
Well, yes, but William, that's my son. Didn't have any idea of what he was going after. I led him to believe that I was sending him after some non-negotiable securities.
Well, it's strange that no attempt was made to take the money while it was in his possession.
Yes, it is.
You tell me, as nearly as you can, just what happened.
Well, yes. I was just coming out of my office when I noticed what appeared to be a rather unusually large number of customers scattered about the lobby. Suddenly, one of the men cried out, "This is a stick-up. Don't anybody reach for the alarm." Old Taylor, that's our watchman, came running around the corner with his gun in his hand, and one of them shot him.
Oh, Grant Taylor? He's a good friend of mine. How is he?
We don't know yet, Pop. You say the whole transaction was made over your private phone?
Yes.
Was there anyone else in your office at the time?
I can't remember whether Miss Hughes was in at that time or not. No, I'm sure she wasn't. She was out doing some shopping. It was almost lunch hour, you know.
Miss Hughes is your...
My secretary, yes.
I see. Well, it's clearly an inside job. Someone inside this bank knew about the money transfer. Knew all about it. What's more, they had a gang standing by in readiness for a break like this.
But it's unthinkable.
You've been robbed. That's evidence enough for you.
But I was the only one to know about the money.
Well, it's evident that someone else knew about it. That is, unless you had the money stolen yourself.
This is hardly time for jesting.
Was your son in the bank when the raid took place?
I don't know.
Was Miss Hughes?
Well, I think so. Yes, I'm sure of it. Yes, Miss Hughes was here. I remember distinctly one of the thugs forcing his way into my private office with a gun in his hand. Miss Hughes had just returned from lunch.
Oh, I thought you said it was a shopping tour.
It was. I presume she had lunch at the same time.
Did Miss Hughes see the bandit?
Yes, there was quite a scene. As he entered the office, Miss Hughes hit him.
Hit him?
Yes, with an inkwell.
Rather brave young lady, wasn't she? Could I see her?
Well, certainly.
Well, there's no reason for that, Pop. Time is valuable right now. Where is your son, Willie Ford?
Wait a minute. The girl may know something.
She won't know any more than the rest of these people. Seems like everyone was standing around here like a wax image, and the place is thick with alarms. Besides, I'm busy.
Well, then you won't mind if I talk to her, huh?
No.
Okay. You, Miss Hughes?
Yes.
I see you're going out.
Yes. This affair has been more than I can stand. Mr. Forbes has given me the rest of the day off.
I see. My name is Adams. Pop Adams to the boys at the station house. Mr. Forbes tells me that one of the bandits forced his way into this office.
That's right.
Well, why did he come in here? There wasn't any money in here, was there? Mm,
no.
Forbes tells me that you were a very brave girl. Says you threw an inkwell at the man.
Yes.
Well, what prompted that action?
Well, must I tell?
Not if you don't care to.
Well, I don't mind telling you, but I don't want it in the newspapers.
Very well. Why'd you hit him?
Because he kissed me.
Well, I can't say that I blame him. Where did you hit him?
Why, I don't know. On his chest, I think.
Well, then he must have gotten ink on his shirt, huh?
Why, I didn't notice.
Well, it'll serve as identification if we can get him. Mr. Forbes says that you'd been out shopping. Where were you?
In Blotel's.
Oh. Do you always do your shopping in a man's store?
No, I was buying something for my brother.
Lucky fella. What'd you buy him?
Really, Mr. Adams, I can't see the sense in all of this. I'm tired. I've had more than I can stand. I'm going home.
Well, I'm sure we have no objection to that, but I would like to know what you bought for your brother.
Well, if you must know, I bought him a shirt.
A shirt? Well, now, that's funny. You know, if I wasn't a sensible cop, I'd figure that maybe you had this thing all arranged. That your brother led this gang, and you bought him a shirt to take place of the one you were going to smear up with that inkwell.
Oh, you can think what you please. Only, would it make any difference if I told you that my brother is working in a lumber camp about 2,000 miles from here?
Well, I guess even a dumb cop like me'd have to admit that it would. Just one more question. Did you get a good look at the man?
Yes, and I've already given the other officer a full description. Now I'm going home. Any objections?
None at all.
Very well. Good afternoon, Mr. Adams.
Good afternoon, Miss Hughes. Hello. Oh, operator, this is important. Call Lieutenant Myers and tell him that Pop Adams is following Miss Hughes home to see that she isn't harmed. You got it? Good.
Nothing new in the bank job, Lieutenant?
No, nothing new, Mike. What have you heard from Pop Adams?
Oh, that old codger's crazy in the coot. He's been sticking around outside this Hughes dame's apartment at 6 and Smith's since 3 o'clock. Says he's afraid the gang will try to silence her.
Well, let him have his little fun. He's to be retired next month.
Cars 21, 22, and 23. Cars 21, 22, and 23. At the corner of 6th and Spencer, a gun battle.
Did you hear that?
Calling Lieutenant Myers. Pick up this call, that is all.
Step on it, Mike. That's where Pop Adams is, and he's in trouble.
No sign of him around here, Lieutenant.
Yeah, let's ask one of these people.
Right. Hey, you.
Yes, sir?
See any of a cop around here?
No, sir.
Anybody else see him?
No, sir. We all heard the shots and the woman scream, but we were too late to see what happened. The wife says the car went down that way.
Come on, Mike.
That poor old man, he shouldn't have... Look.
Where?
Over there. Blood. Well, here's a cap, too. It's Pop's cap. Looks like they plugged him and took him for a ride.
Well, there's something else on the road further down there.
It's a coat sleeve. And there's the rest of his crew down ahead. Come on, Lieutenant. Pop's trying to leave us a trail. We've got to find it and follow it.
What'd you find this time?
His hand.
hell sure that we'd lost the trail back with that lamppost.
Must have gone down this alley, Lieutenant. But there's something up ahead. It looks like a shoe. It is a shoe. Come on.
We better take it easy. We find out where we are.
Look. What? I think there's the other shoe right outside this door.
Get your gun. I'm going through it.
For the love of Pete.
Oh, Lieutenant, I thought you'd never get here.
Cover those guys, Mike.
I got them. Now, one move out of you mobsters and I'll drill you. The whole pack of you.
I've had my gun trained on these rats for about an hour. Too weak to walk them to a phone.
Here, let me bind that wound for you, Pop.
It's all right. They stop bleeding now. They put two slugs through my right shoulder when they came out with the girl.
The girl? Miss Hughes?
Yeah. I trailed them here the best I could, leaving things for you to follow. When I got in here, I slipped in on them. I thought you'd never get here.
Did they hurt Miss Hughes?
Hurt her? What do you mean? I almost had to knock her for a row of lamppost. That's what you mean. Got her locked in a room below. Her sweetie runs this mob.